From Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota, you're listening to Times Past. Interviews and speakers sharing the history of Northwest Minnesota landmarks, personalities, traditions, and organizations. Times Past is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We are back at the Marshall County Historical Society's Visitor Center in Settler Square in Warren, Minnesota, continuing our tour of the grounds with Director Sherlyn Myers. On our last edition, we wrapped up our tour of the Visitor Center, so now we're going to go on outside and head on into the Ag Building and take a look at some of the wonders of yesterday as far as agriculture equipment. We'll take a look at some winter stuff, and we'll even go along the boardwalk and go inside some of the storefronts that are a part of Settler Square. Let's go back on the tour with Sherlyn Myers on this edition of Times Past. And now we're outside, and we're going to be taking a walk into the agricultural building, the Ag Building. So now we get to see lots of machinery. This is one of the places, if you're an old farm machinery head, this is going to be something you may want to come check out here. I don't know if hearing us talk about it's going to be enough for you, but we walk in and we see tractors, and more tractors.
Lots of tractors, early tractors.
What is about the earliest model? Can you know off the top?
To tell you the truth, I'm not sure which one is the absolute oldest. This one here, I would say, is probably one of the earliest ones, and they actually are getting it working so that it'll be running during the fair.
That is a Moline
1915.
So they're going to get that thing up and ready to go.
We have a gentleman that's been working on it, one of our board members. Also, the Hartpar engine will be running.
Oh, man.
They'll have that outside.
Is it a case of where they just pick a couple things to get running every year, or is it just a couple they just kind of hang with?
The Hartpar, they've had running, I think, almost every summer for quite some time. But now this one, they just decided they're going to work on that.
Mm-hmm. As we're walking in, we're seeing more farm equipment.
Lots of old stuff. There's a threshing machine that's made out of wood. Lots of old horse-drawn equipment and wagons.
And what is this little model right here?
Oh boy, it's a homemade ski plane.
Right next to a couple of old snowmobiles.
Very,
too.
Very old snowmobiles, yes.
So many things that can capture your eye when you're in these buildings. Should we take a walk into some of the buildings here along the square?
Sure. We can enter from this way. The doors out there aren't open, but we have the storefront on the boardwalk with barbershop and millinery, general store. There's the newspaper office and a photography.
And the newspaper of the day, of course, was the War and Chief.
The War and Chief, yes.
And over here I see an old movie projector.
There is a movie projector. This one actually came from Badger, Minnesota. This is one of the first printing presses, the linotype that they had here.
Mm-hmm. And some of the things that have been done on display here are just, I walked in here earlier before we chatted, and the things in here just kind of caught my eye as well.
There's displays of old radios and all the old typewriters from days ago. We have a full collection of Burgett photographs. They were a photo studio here in Warren at one time, and some of their old cameras that they used.
So you got kind of a nice little setup here, kind of what it would have been like walking into one.
Yeah, this is our hotel.
Yes, tell us about this, what you're seeing to the listeners.
So
this is
the hotel desk where you would come into the hotel and register as a guest, and just like a lounge, a seating area, stairs where you would go upstairs to your room.
Another thing I really love is seeing these old stoves too.
Oh, the old cast iron stoves are just wonderful too. Yeah. Mm.
What is it we're coming upon now?
We have a general store and a saloon area.
For the youngsters, when they think of a store, this is not exactly what would come to mind, but something if they were educated, they'd probably be quite fascinated
with. Right, and the kids are pretty interested in a lot of the stuff that was here, because it's so different from what they're used to seeing and how we shop.
And also, I think it's just a case of nowadays versus yesterday. Back in the day, we did a lot of manual stuff.
Yes, that's true.
Now we're in the old saloon.
The old saloon. was actually, you know, when was probably one of the first buildings in the little towns as they popped up across the across America. They weren't just for coming in and having a place to drink, but they were held for meetings and even church services before churches were established. So it was quite a well-used.
Yeah, the old, like a modern-day community center of its day. And I have to say, before we walk out of here, I have to admire that retro Hams clock. The Hams Bear stuff is always so Minnesota, so Midwest.
It is. Yes, it is.
Okay, so now we're going to take a walk outside. We've been to a couple of buildings already, and well, they got the dentistry set up over here. You can't walk out the building without looking at the dentistry set up.
The dentist's office and the eye doctor's display here too, all the old equipment.
So you got the dental and the optometry together, two for one deal.
You've been listening to Times Past from Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Times Past is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Times Past, I'm Glenn Broggan.